We're going to move from the golf course to the great outdoors. Kurt and Elizabeth Bayman from Forward Outdoor join us. Kurt, Elizabeth, how are we today?
Great, great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm out at a golf course. So, like, other than being maybe on a kayak or on a paddleboard, it's about the best place to be here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin.
Not a bad Monday morning.
That's right. So, Kurt, we've talked and met a few times. I'm really interested in your background in sustainability and B Corp consulting. Tell us what first B Corps are and talk about the key benefits and kind of how you've done work in that space.
Sure. So I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison, and that's where I really discovered sustainability. And it's, you know, for the folks that don't know, sustainability in general is the equal consideration of the environmental, social, and financial impact that a business makes. And we had a class that combined the Institute for Environmental Studies with the business school, and it really clicked for me because growing up in a small family business where, you know, the business was a part of the community and we knew our customers well and treated people with respect, and that you see kind of, unfortunately, some of the aspects of business that don't have the greatest impact on the community, and that's where it really clicked for me. You know, I brought it to every job I was in for 20 years or so, and then I had the great fortune to become the sustainability manager for Outpost Natural Foods here in town.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really have sustainability at the core of what they're doing. And then so years ago, what happened, so B Corp is a certification where a company will voluntarily go through a certification process to make sure that their impacts are positive for the environment and the community, while also making money. And so it's a mark that they can put on their product that lets customers know that they can trust that this business has the community first in mind.
So it creates, I mean, it's a certification process that will kind of further the social and environmental performance, create a little bit more public transparency, some legal accountability, and, you know, really showcase that the business is about greater good, but also about driving wealth and shareholder value and customer value.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the beauty of it, is that it does put environmental, social, and the economic factors on equal footing. So it really is a give and a take on every decision you're making.
All right. So we are here out at Lake Lawn Resort. Tell us about Bayman's Golf Center a little bit and your background there, and then we'll get into Forward Outdoor, and you can tell us all about your new business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up with a golf club in my hand, basically. So it's very cool that you're out there today. I remember going to Lake Lawn years ago when I was a kid. Basically, in about 1960, my dad opened up a driving range in Cedarburg, and then over the years added a par 3 course and a mini golf and a pro shop, and really had this amazing community place where people could come together. People were bringing out families to play mini golf, and you know, as you well know, golf is a great social game that gets folks outside. And we kind of ran that business until just 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, great legacy there. I'm sure it was a great training ground to what you're doing today. When we come back from the break, your new business is Forward Outdoor, just launched a couple weeks ago, but I'm sure you've been working on it for years and putting together the experiences and all the logistics that go into entrepreneurship. We'll come back with Kurt Bayman from Forward Outdoor live from the WTMJ Classic here at beautiful Majestic Oaks. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the WTMJ Classic here at Majestic Oaks in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. Just an absolutely stunning, perfect day. All things outdoors. It's going to be a quick, fun segment with the owners of Forward Outdoor. I always like to spotlight entrepreneurs and new businesses. So, Kurt, give us the overview of what you're doing in the outdoor experience and rental space.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really saw that there's a gap in the market here in Milwaukee for folks that can rent outdoor gear to take it with them to get outside. And you know, during the pandemic, a lot of people started to get outside and got a taste of the outdoors. And really, sometimes we just need that little extra push. You know, people are really busy. They want things to be made easy for them. And so basically what we do is we rent canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, mountain bikes, camping gear, things like that. And then we also do experiences focused on either social events or field trips. So if you remember the feeling of having a field trip as a kid, that's what we're trying to recreate, where we combine a traditional outdoor activity like hiking, biking, or paddling with one that is something in wellness space, food, or art.
And what, where are you located, and kind of what's the easiest way to plug in on the rentals?
Yeah, so our headquarters is in the Amorphic Brewery building in River West. We've got a space there where people can pick up, and then we meet there as well. And then, yeah, so we also do private experiences for group team building, bachelor parties, you know, birthday parties, things like that. We've got a website. It's forwardoutdoor.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And, yeah, we're just really trying to get people outside and get humans together face-to-face and create that social interaction.
Good. Well, earlier in the show, I got some good insight as to how to work on the golf game and how to get the swing down pat. And, you know, a golf pro here definitely said, you know, don't go straight to YouTube because those are kind of, you're going to see too much. So what is your advice for getting on a kayak or, more importantly, getting on a stand-up board for the very first time?
Yeah, absolutely. They can be a little tricky, that's for sure, the stand-up paddle board. Number one is wear your life jacket, because a lot of people think that
safety first.
I'm on a calm river or something. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And so definitely wear the life jacket and, you know, do your research. There's a lot of good resources out there, Facebook groups and such, and go on flat water. You know, if folks try and go into the river right away, you know, even on a calm river, a lot of hazards can come up. So starting with preferably a no motor lake where there's no wakes, or a very flat, calm water. It's definitely going to give folks the best experience first off.
Yeah. Okay. And kayaks, same way. I mean, the kayaks are pretty stable these days. I mean, are there more performance-based ones? Like, what are you renting and what are you seeing? Like, as a beginner, what's the best kayak to get into?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, there's everything from your whitewater kayaks up to the touring kayaks. And we kind of go right in the middle with your sit-on-top and sit-in recreational kayaks. They're the most stable, they're the most fun, the easiest to maneuver, and so they're great for beginners, but also folks that are experienced. And they're the best for the water conditions that we have in the Wisconsin area here.
All right. So you have some pretty cool experience-based programs coming up. You talked about a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about those. There's a hike and distillery tasting coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing that up in Slinger. There's a new distillery called Altered Spirits, and that's on Father's Day weekend. So if anybody is looking for a great experience for Dad, that'd be a great one. So, yeah, we're going to do a hike up there at Pike Lake State Park and then check out the brewery and or, I'm sorry, the distillery and have try some of their spirits. And what we're doing is really mashups of interesting combinations, combining an outdoor thing and something that isn't. So, you know, we're also doing a hike in a supper club, and we're doing yoga on a flower farm where folks can do their yoga and then go pick a bouquet of flowers right from the field and things like that.
Nice. I love the kind of the strategic partnerships you're forming. It's got to be fun to launch a business that way and find the right partners to craft experiences and grow a business at the same time. On June 21st, there's a fish fry music and moon rise paddle experience, and that sounds a whole lot of fun, not only because it's my birthday in the summer solstice, but tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, that one's also going to be up at Pike Lake. That's a great one. They're doing a community fish fry. They're going to have some live music, and it happens to be the full moon, and so we're going to put kayaks out into the lake, and folks can watch the moon rise over the horizon.
Okay, very good. Well, Kurt Behman from Forward Outdoor joining us today on The Upswing as I'm sitting out here